This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Sorry, can you repeat whatever you just were talking about there for this?
You just can't replicate it. Honestly, it's just one of those things.
You had to be there.
That's not fair. Come on, let us in. What was going on? Who's perimenopausal?
Do you remember it? That was great.
The joke. Okay, so give the context.
Do you remember that moment?
That was class. It's just like 4 seconds ago. It was deadly. Well, can we say like the Perry thing from this week?
Yeah.
So we were talking on the show on Tuesday, was it, about like your irrational childhood crushes or like the people that you genuinely thought that you would end up with despite all odds. And Nicole, this girl, said that her crush was Perry from Diversity. I was obsessed with like the just random and specificity of that. And it took me back to like when like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent just had such a chokehold on us all.
Massively,
like you just would not miss those shows. It's the last time the country was really reunited, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
So Perry has like sent her a message because he works on Kiss Radio, which is like Callum, producer, got a message.
Basically, they're like our sister station in the UK.
We're all under the same umbrella company.
We're all a family. Around here, we call ourselves a family. But
we could actually like teams Perry Kylie right now. Like that's how mad it is. I won't. But I'm just saying we could open Teams right now, type in Perry Kylie, there's his name, and it would go straight to his phone.
Do you think he'd answer?
No. I don't think so.
But then we were talking about perimenopause and just...
because his name is Perry.
Yeah, so class. I'm sure he never gets that. But Shane Daniel Byrne just had a joke about like the difference between like... You know, he like did so many like good videos during lockdown and like lads responding to them versus women. So like lads would respond being like, "Hey man,
that's close.
That was actually funny.
That was deadly."
Yeah, whereas women would be like, "Oh my God, Shane, I'm pissing myself here in the car. I just dropped the girls off at Camogie. And I was like, can't hold it in, you know, I'm perimenopausal."
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
I parked the car this morning and in the car park where we are, there's like a car wash. I don't know if anyone else noticed this morning if you're parked in
the
similar area.
Oh yeah, they do like the valet and stuff.
Yeah, they do. And they just had a bit of a revamp. It's looking well in there. But as I was walking past the area where they actually wash cars, I noticed some odd things. And you'd imagine like, you know, if they've probably seen it all when it comes to cleaning out different bits and bobs from people's cars. What I didn't expect to see was about 6 big chunky acorns, on the ground, like where they've been washing the car. And like a splattered up watermelon.
What?
Watermelons are the ones that are green with the pink inside.
I'm thinking the acorns.
Acorns and watermelon.
Are they even in season?
That damn sprat from Ice Age.
I know. It did give me the vibe that like squirrels just had a party in the car wash overnight. But it was just a funny little sight. I was like, you know, obviously it's closed now. It's whatever. It was like 6 a.m.
Are they acorns that you can eat? Or are they like pine cones that fall off a tree?
What's an acorn?
An acorn is like a nut.
Ah, sugar.
Like that you'd eat.
Sorry, no. I mean pine
cone. It's a pine cone, isn't it? Because we don't really do acorns in Ireland.
Yeah, my bad.
It's not really a thing.
My bad.
Like maybe an orange.
But it's still very confusing.
Yeah, it is a bit confusing.
They're kind of, in my house, they were a Christmas decoration.
Yes, indeed.
And you wouldn't be getting too many of them in town.
No.
Like, you know.
No, they're more of a country thing.
They're more of a country thing.
Do you ever just see those little things every day that we'll never know, but I'd really like to know.
Yeah, it sounds like a crime scene.
I think, personal opinion, you should be allowed just email any building and just be like, give me the CCTV for this time.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Like we have a radio show. Like we need a bit of content. I need to know what happened here.
I'm very nosy and that should be just, you know, public knowledge.
Mm. I think so. Mm. Yeah.
Such a waste of juicy watermelon as well.
Oh, God. And when they're juicy, it's sad
what
to
do
see
we think
them go,
happened?
Isn't it?
But my theory is that someone had the acorns as like a decoration on their dashboard or something, which is just stupid, isn't it? Because they could fall and go under the thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the guy or the girl who was washing out the car or cleaning the car was like, I'm so fed up with people even crapping their boot. Screw this! And then caught the watermelon and threw it on the ground.
Yes.
That's the only thing I think
that's right. I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number number one hit music station.
There's been a lot of talk about the Biebers lately. I know there always is, but it just feels like they're being particularly spotlighted as of late. Even myself, I've been reading articles about them, and there's talks that they're financially in a bit of trouble and just loads of rubbish about them probably all the
time.
When
you say the Biebers, Justin and Hayley, or Justin's family?
I mean Justin and Hayley, and obviously they have a little boy now as well.
Jack. I forgot. I didn't even know that.
Come on,
Dave. Oh my God, I work in spin. I'm honestly a disaster. I didn't know that his name was Jack, and I totally forgot he had a kid.
Jack Blues, yeah, that's it.
Jack Blues?
Yeah, that's his name.
Not Jack Bieber.
Jack Blues Bieber, I think.
Yeah, I'd say Blues is the middle name.
Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, I guess Hailey Bieber has taken a lot of slack, hasn't she? And there was that huge deep dive months ago that some TikToker had put together, like a little series on TikTok about how she allegedly was stalking and emulating Selena Gomez. And I suppose that whole drama about Justin and Selena having been together years and years ago when they were kids.
I
have gotten bought into it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
But Hailey's really taken the slack on this and must be getting a lot. She has been
if you're the kind of person to like hate on a celebrity who you've never met and does not know you exist because you liked another celebrity more who also doesn't know you exist, you are seriously sad.
Amen.
No, but it's not hating. It's not hating. It's there's so much evidence of Selena and Hailey just both acting kind of crazy in different ways.
There's evidence of certain things that are a bit odd.
Yeah,
definitely.
And like copying each other's tattoos and like subtweeting in weird ways. So like it is entertaining. No hate to either, but I just love to see celebrities acting
messy.
Didn't they
take a photo? They were at the Oscars or the Met Gala or something, and they took a photo together.
They did, trying to shut things down. But then even like as recent as just the other day, Hailey was like had liked something online, and then the song that was accompanying the post that she liked happened to be a Selena song, and someone caught that she unliked it. It's just mad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they're not doing themselves any favours.
No, they're really, really not. She shut down as many rumours as she could because she got herself front of Vogue, a brand new segment that was released just this week. And as I said, there's a couple of the bits that she's been talking about. She was dragged for allegedly copying, as you mentioned, one of Selena's past speeches as well while accepting a Beauty Innovator Award recently. And I mentioned that documentary too. But elsewhere in the interview, she got very honest, I suppose, and opened up about her childbirth complications, struggling postpartum, all the rest. But she was well able to poke fun at the kind of rumours that have been doing the rounds. And here's an idea. She revealed she has 6 phones. It's unclear as to whether she's taking the mic or not.
This is my phone. Very straightforward, obviously. These are a couple more that I keep on me. And I really just use them for a lot of the simple stuff, like surfing anonymously, commenting, stalking, viewing girls' pages, making multiple accounts.
You know, just that kind of thing.
She's having a bit of crack.
You're right. Very unclear whether that's a joke or not.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Unclear.
It's like, are you joking with that? It's like Bruno
Mars. It's possible that she has multiple phones, but like her reasonings are funny. Yeah.
I feel like she does that you know, when you act like you're so in on the joke to prove that you definitely didn't do it. Like Bruno Mars trying to deny that he like owes Vegas $1 million, and that's why he's performing there forever.
Liam Michelle tweeting about
that
reading
she can't
the book.
Read. It's well, read then. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. well, look, there's as I said, it's likely that she potentially does have multiple phones. I don't know if I was at that level. Why you might have more than one phone? I suppose maybe for security reasons, or certain people have certain numbers, or whatever the case may be. But I reckon there's got to be more to it. If she has 6 phones, these are some of the reasons I think that she might have the 6 phones.
What?
One is exclusively for her Tamagotchi app. And she takes it so seriously. She's just all about feeding that Tamagotchi.
Is that an app?
What? I think there's a Tamagotchi app available.
Wow,
now
my life's just changed.
Sorry. Why is there an app for your Tamagotchi?
It should be a little device.
Just bring the Tamagotchi with you.
True that, yeah. One phone is just constantly reacting to her own posts. Honestly, if I had multiple phones, I'd be doing the same. Although she could just have multiple accounts, but maybe just really wants to keep that separate. One phone is just for streaming Justin Bieber's baby on loop. Do you remember that time years ago Bieber wanted to get a fan to her song to number one, and
Yummy.
He asked his fans to play the song on loop at low volume, but it has to be, like, say, louder than 3 volume to register as a play. Do you remember
that's
that? Like,
so funny.
She's obviously very loyal to him. One is just a meme phone. I have a friend, and whenever there's a situation that's funny, I don't know how he finds the perfect meme within minutes. You know our friend Niall?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how he does it. I'm like, he just must have a collection of the most perfect memes.
Yes.
One phone is literally just for all the Kardashian groups, so she can keep it off 90% of the time. And one phone is just for holding the cool pop sockets. Just change the pop socket based on the event. Change the cover based on the outfit.
It was weird, like, watching her take out all these phones out of her handbag. And I was like, that's like $6,000 right there. Do you know what I mean?
And you're like, I could put so much stuff on the back of those.
And they're like, and they're worried that they're going to be broke soon.
We should sell off our phones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're selling your phones.
On eBay. Yeah,
they're selling your stuff. Like, I think his latest tour made like something like 80 million or something.
Yeah, but it's hard to upkeep that lifestyle, you know? Gotta keep alien phones.
Well, when you're making the likes of, I don't know what it is, but if it is like 80 mil, like you said, but you own properties worth that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good to have that.
She's got a real Tamagotchi problem.
She has.
There is in-app purchases you don't even want to know about.
It's got decked out in the best bling, that Tamagotchi.
Exactly. So much gallivanting for me midweek.
Were you out last night? It's honestly crazy.
Oh my god, I was. I'm absolutely crazy, girls.
I think this week's a write-off. Honestly,
it is.
We were all out last night. I was out the night before. Let's just write.
So should we just head?
Yeah, we just head off.
Yeah, listen, this has been great. See you later.
Good luck.
So I was. I went to see Rosie O'Donnell's Irish show.
Rosie O'Donnell.
So if anyone doesn't know Rosie O'Donnell, she's an American comedian, actor, talk show host. She's been around years, and she made a big. She's kind of made her career in recent. Years just like hating Trump and like making a big enemy of him.
He really hates her.
Oh, he hates her. She really gets under his skin. But she said that if he got in again, she'd move. And she has moved to Ireland.
So what a legend. I love when someone stands by their word like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, she committed to the bit. Like,
yeah, if it's Trump's America again, I'm out. Yeah.
She's like, no,
she lives in Dublin. That's
she
class.
Does.
She could have just went literally a couple of hours up north and went to Canada.
Ah, no. Dublin for her. Yeah. Dublin for her all the way.
What a queen.
Yeah. And she...
Everyone's being nice to her.
Yeah, no, I think, no, she was saying in her show last night that, like, she just doesn't know what to do with herself with how nice Irish people are.
Brilliant.
Obviously, we're all on our best behaviour. We're like, there's an American here. Be good. Be nice to her now. She's been here since January, but I don't think anyone really knew about it, of course, until she went on The Late Late.
Yeah.
And now, instead of people being like, there's Rosie O'Donnell, they're like, there's your one from The Late Late show. Fair play to you, girl. They're loving it. So I do think she's already Irish in the sense that, like, she wasn't able to get a house due to the housing crisis. Welcome to the country, you understand.
Yeah.
And the fact that she did like move continent because of a grudge. I do think like that is kind of inherently Irish. But she's kind of still like a little bit American in the sense that like in her show she was kind of talking about having a nanny for her child, having an assistant. And I'm like, no, like if you want to be go full like Irish ma, you need to like get rid of
I'm
all
doing
the
it all myself.
Help. Exactly.
Girls, I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
Be like walking around with the linen basket, being like, no one helps me in this house. For her child to be like,
under
Mom,
one arm.
Do you need help? Yeah. She's like, no, if I want anything right, I need it done.
You'll only
myself.
Do it wrong.
Exactly. But like, it's just mad. Like, Rosie O'Donnell, like, multiple nights a week is in Workman's.
That's
like, she's in. Like,
bizarre.
It's so weird.
Like, this is a girl, this is a woman, sorry, that was like used in debates in America when Trump was debating Hillary Clinton.
Right, okay.
Like, one of the most famous debates between those two, Rosie O'Donnell came up.
Wow. Like, she's, you know, so what I mean? Famous. Like, she's been in a film with Madonna.
Yeah.
Like, in her Irish show, she was talking about, like, telling Madonna to put a bra on.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I have to do to get to this level of like stand up? Like, I feel like, because I've been thinking, you know, I wrapped my little tour there a few weeks ago, and like if I'm
plugging it now.
But just like, you know, me and her are equals, me and Rosie. I'm actually meeting her tonight because she's performing at Cherry as
oh,
well.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I'm going to ask her to come on the show.
For those who don't know, Cherry is a gig that Fiona and her fella put on once a week in an area within Whelan's.
So in Whelan's. Thursday night. Thursday night. Tickets available. Thank you so much. And
Rosie.
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell will be on tonight. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
No, it's very cool. But I feel like if I want to get to her level, I'm going to need to like move country. If I want to write, have a new show. Like,
yeah.
She's written about her whole experience and she's bringing it to Edinburgh, and that's why, or she's bringing her Irish show to the Edinburgh Fringe, and that's why she's workshopping it all over Dublin at the moment.
That'll get a lot of crowd, to be fair.
I think so. So if I want to write like an award winning Edinburgh show, I'm going to need to like move country.
Oh,
over
damn.
Something that I'm like fuming about, like, mm-hmm. in and like nothing's really like annoyed me recently. I don't know, like I was, like it was sad when they got rid of teletext. Like would I move? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So that's just hitting me now a year later. Like maybe I need to like move to
housing crisis wouldn't do it for you. No, it's just the teletext.
Housing crisis, no. That's too general. That's
been
too
done.
General. Yeah. I need to find something new. No, not the Cosy Lives. Like I'm raging that like they knocked down the Crumlin Shopping Centre and they didn't let me keep like the letters from the front of the original shopping centre.
That's good enough reason.
So now I'm moving to Switzerland.
Michael D stepping down.
Michael D stepping down. No, more so like the price of the chicken fillet roll going up over any euro. I'm not going back here until I finish that.
Off to Switzerland with Tony.
See you.
The price of Barry Keoghan buying a chicken fillet roll.
It's just too much. Spins fully charged. Recharged. Alex Warren, Ordinary on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And the brand new show just launched on Spin this week. It launched on Monday evening, but every weekday evening with Jamie and Faye. They're having a ball. They're having such crack already.
Yeah.
Check them out. They're back this evening here on Spin from 7 p.m.
And in news of other things that happened in the evening, I believe there was a match last night. Dave, should we discuss that?
No. Not that.
Not that you know.
Not that I can remember.
No.
Nothing like that, no.
I didn't come home to my partner celebrating because he's a Liverpool supporter. No.
Fine. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, there it is.
I actually feel bad for Dave at this point, to be honest.
I know, but we had fun with this yesterday.
I know,
so
we
now
did.
I think I want to be involved.
I know. Dave, are you okay, first of all? Do you want to talk about your feelings, your thoughts, or...
No.
Your mental health this morning?
Mental health is not good. This has been, without a doubt, the worst season of our lives.
Oh, God.
Well, of my life, anyway.
Dave's the Man United.
16th supporter. In the league. Lost the Europa League final to what basically was... an own goal from the Spurs. Like, we will forever be the team that's known as the team that gave Spurs a trophy. That was totally. The whole thing. We all just kept the trophies from Spurs. That was the thing we did. That was what was fun about it.
Mm.
And now they have one, and it's our fault.
Mm.
And I hate my life.
Ah, Dave.
Can I just ask, when something like that happens as like a sports person or someone who really enjoys it, like, do you actually go home feeling sad? Or like, how quick until you're going to be over?
Oh, my night was ruined. My night was ruined.
Like, did you go to bed in bad form?
Yeah, I did. I FaceTimed Pippa and she was like, oh, really bad form.
Ouch. Okay. I was getting a taxi into work this morning and the taxi driver just clearly wanted to talk about it so much. Like, do I look like someone to discuss sport with? And he was like, you're not into the football by any chance, or maybe your partner is or something. And I was like,
can he come out?
Yeah. Yeah. Does he want to lift into the
world? All right. Well, yesterday we did predict some things that were going to happen in the match last night, Spurs versus United. And let's revisit. Let's see who was correct, okay?
Woo-hoo.
So after 90 minutes, I asked you both what was going to be the score.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, let's see what you said.
2-1.
2-1-2?
United.
Nil all. Yeah, we'll go to penalties.
So, Fiona, you thought it was 2-1, and Emma, you thought it was going to be 0-0. The actual score was 1-0 to Spurs.
I think I kind of win there because it was kind of an own goal.
Yeah, you were closer.
So I just think, like, isn't real.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't really scored by the team who deserved to score it. So it's like, nil all. No one really scored the right way in the right net.
The next question was, who will lift the trophy? Emma, you said Spurs, and Fiona, you said United, and it was, of course, Spurs. Will both teams score? Emma, you said no. Fiona, you said yes. The answer was no.
Mm,
if I was ever building a certain something, I would get Emma to build it for me.
Come on, I did some right.
What team will score first? Emma, you said Spurs. Fiona, you said Spurs, and it was Spurs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fantastic day for everyone. Now, first goal scorer, Fiona. Let's see what you said. So, who will be the first goal scorer, Fiona?
Johnson, Brennan Price.
I could tell you that it basically was him that scored.
Hello.
Yeah.
I know.
It was amazing that you picked him out of everyone that... I gave you like 50 names of Spurs players and you picked out him.
Thank you.
Well done. Very,
this
very good.
This is why we could never be involved because we're just like really supportive of each other and happy when the other wins. Like, well done, girl.
Like, that's brilliant.
I asked you then, how many corners were there going to be, Emma? How much did you say?
17. Is that a high guess?
That's quite a high guess.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like
constantly corners. I'm just always just looking at corners.
The real answer was 9. So you were a little bit off on that one. And lastly, I asked Fiona, will Bruno Fernandes score? And she said, lastly, will Bruno Fernandes score?
Yes.
He did not.
Okay. I was close.
There was somebody, but you enjoyed it. You want me to do this every time there's a match?
Yeah,
Dave, can I actually say to you, can you change teams now? Can you support someone else?
The transfer window's open for me to change teams.
I actually think that's a really good idea. We'll decide on a good team for you to support
I would never, ever change teams. If anything, I would just stop watching football.
But we want you my to support someone who's going to win.
My brother's a Man United fan and he's just stopped.
But he's just gave up.
He used to be really, really into it.
And do you know what the thing is? I have to go to Old Trafford on Sunday because Pippa bought me tickets to a United game for my birthday. And I had to tell her last night, this is quite possibly the worst game you could have ever bought me tickets for. But can't wait, babe. Love you.
Thank you so much. Jeez. What a Here's Belcher's Only and Jazzy now. This is High in the Moment on Spin. That's Belcher's Only and Jazzy. It's called High in the Moment. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. And all this week, we are teaming up with Vodafone, Ireland's most reliable network.
Yeah, Vodafone wants to show you just how enriching it is to connect with people and how it has the positive power to change the way you look at life, people and communities. Ultimately, inspiring us to connect to more, showing us that every connection counts.
And they've given us a €200 one-for-all voucher to give away each day this week.
Yeah, we've been hearing different tales from strangers and basically one word is blanked out of the story. It's up to you to guess what that word is. And today's clip sounded like this.
So I bought a pair of runners and when I got home, they were different sizes. So I went back to the shop and the person had the other pair of wrong size runners, was exchanging his, got talking to him, and it turned out he was my cousin's.
Mm. All right, four options. Do you think the word that's missing is A, husband, B, friend, C, roommate, or D, dog?
For a €200 one for all voucher, what do you think, Kerry?
I would love to say it's the dog, but I think it's the roommate.
You think it's the roommate.
Let's check.
Got talking to him, and it turned out he was my cousin's roommate.
Hey! Oh, beautiful. Ooh,
nice one,
How
Kerry.
Easy was that? A €200 one for all voucher is now yours.
Happy days. Thankful to the roommate.
Yeah, I know.
God bless
deadly.
That roommate.
And thank you to Vodafone. As well, Kerry. Kerry, have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Good luck.
Bye, Kerry.
103.8 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
I thought it was meant to rain this morning.
That was a weird hello. It was like, hello, how are we, darling?
I'm very giddy. I don't know why. Yeah, another sunny morning. I didn't think it was due today.
How are we?
It's due. And Emily was just saying in the news there that people call Dave are the happiest among men, but not
most
our
cheery.
Dave.
Yeah,
Dave, most
ridiculous.
Cheery. Like, are you crying, man?
I'm not crying.
Are you crying?
I'm fine, man. I'm fine.
Dave's obviously down in the dumps on the back of the terrible performance by Man United, as usual, in the Europa
League. She's not wrong, man. Honestly, that just does my head in that you're not wrong when you say that. It's awful. Yeah, I did. I watched it last night just sitting in the house the first half and it was 1-0 Spurs. I think it was like the 41st minute or 44th or something like that. And so I was like, right, we're going to go into a really good second half here. United are going to want to come back. So I was like, will we go down to the pub and watch it there? And stupid idea. The pub was absolutely packed. And so we had a seat down the very, very back.
Couldn't really
see
you.
I would have saw more if we held up my phone 10 metres away from me.
Really?
So I was just kind of like standing up and kind of like kept going up to see, no, that's not a goal. Yeah, Grant. And then heading back. It was just a bad night
all over. Harm you couldn't see, to be honest.
A real bad night
over. Your lovely girlfriend Pippa had bought you these tickets to go to Old Trafford and do the hospitality stuff this weekend at Old Trafford for the final game of the season. And now you're sure you've absolutely no interest.
And can I just say, like, I'm really grateful for that present for my birthday for last
Booked
month.
Ages ago, she wasn't to know how bad.
Yeah, exactly. But I was telling her last night, I was just like, I'm really excited, but just so you know, this is the worst game we could possibly ever go to. It's the very last game of the Premier League season and we're playing Aston Villa. We've just lost the Europa League. We're 16th in the league. Spurs, who just beat us last night, are 17th in the league. If they draw and we lose, they are going to 16th and we'll go to 17th. It's going to be the worst day of my life.
I can imagine Pippa's eyes just glazing over as you tell her all those
Pippa's
statistics
just
about it.
Pippa's just excited to go to Manchester.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go with her.
That's correct. But on the back of the game last night, the results, Sharon was in touch.
Dave, my son and my husband went over to Old Trafford three times this year and I don't even think they've seen United score a goal. So you can imagine my house last night.
Oh my god.
Do you know what? As bad as my life is, it's not Sharon's husband and son.
Ah, Sharon.
No, it's Sharon who has to put up with
Sharon. Yeah,
spin is is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I think that there's a little bit of an epidemic going on at the moment. And as soon as I say it, I think you're going to go, oh yeah, 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 totally. But it's not really something that we're not, that's not really something that we're talking about. It should be on the news. It should be on newspapers. It should be, you know, first thing that Emily reads on the news. Mm-hmm. It should basically be in the news is what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. We're bringing it to the news now via the airwaves, I presume.
The epidemic is bird poo.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Mm.
But it is everywhere. I think that someone has genuinely given all the seagulls in Dublin laxatives.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's something dodgy going on.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe there's something new in the water that's making them. But yeah. I feel like it's everywhere. And it's like something I've never seen before. It's on my car. It's on my house. It's on my garden outside.
It's on your hoodie there.
It's on my hoodie, yeah. But like you're looking to the point if you go on any walk, as soon as you see a bird flying over, I'm literally just staring at it. Because
yeah.
I feel like it's almost like attacks. They're personal.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're everywhere. And so this morning on 0877 11 103, I want you to voice note where you are and is there bird poo on your car? Right?
Okay.
Nice little rhyme there.
Right.
Voice note where you are and is there bird poo on your car?
As in what suburb you're in or city centre?
Yeah, anywhere you are. I want to know where they are mainly. I want to know where the worst areas are, the least affected places to maybe go to and check out.
You know what we could do then? We could make it the proper news when we get these results with like 74% of Spin 103.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could figure that out.
We love a statistic.
We do.
So it could be maybe like even like a north side or south side or something, or it could be like, you know, mainly in Dublin or maybe out in the country or wherever it is. So yeah, I'd love you to voice note us where you are and is there bird poo on your car? Because I guarantee you, if you haven't seen it, go and walk around your car right now unless you're in traffic. I guarantee you there is bird poo somewhere on your car.
I'm not great for washing my car. It's not something I do as regularly as I probably should.
I had to wash mine over the weekend just purely because of the amount of bird poo.
I brought mine yesterday for a wash purely because of the amount
of
bird
poo. Isn't it so bad?
Yeah, it's awful. And it's kind of the thing where, do you know, if you have a little bit of windscreen washing your car, doing the back window, then when the bird poo smears,
when it's a 3D one, when there's a bit of crust to it.
And what it does is it just brings the wiper, like the white poo and the slight, it's a funny old poo of bird
poo. So if you were listening, you would say, I'm Emma and I'm in
Rathfarnham.
And yes, there's bird poo on my car. And we would mark that down. We go, Rathfarnham.
So don't say like, I'm Fiona, I'm in my driveway and there's bird poo in my car. Say where you are located.
So if you were in Crumlin suburb, you would say, I'm Fiona.
I'm in Crumlin and there is bird poo on my car. I actually haven't checked, but I assume
there is. Another place
is
popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
I had a nasty one the other day. I was bringing out the bins on Sunday night, like out the front.
Oh, yeah.
And bins, it's not really a great job, but when I grabbed the handle, there was bird.
Oh, no!
Handle of the bloody bin. Yeah, gross.
I don't understand how they're doing it, but like, you know, like say your top window, like say like a bedroom window or something like that. And you know, like right above that is the roof and it kind of overhangs the window. Yep. They're still managing to get it on my bedroom window.
They do
it at
an angle.
It's just this giant spot. I'm like, that's really targeted there.
Yeah,
like, there's no way.
Yeah.
I went to Pippa's house the other day. It's the exact same. So it's the same on the north side and the south side.
Nice.
I don't know what the hell is going on with the
birds.
They
don't discriminate, these birds.
They really don't. But I really want to know, 0877 11 103, voice notice where you are and is there bird poo on your car?
Yeah, get the voice notes in on this. Yeah. The more voice notes, the better. We want to hear where you are.
We'll try and fix this.
Yep,
and what I mean by fix this is we'll get a little percentage.
Where you are, is there bird poo on your car?
I feel like Alan Partridge on the show this morning because tonight we're talking about bird poo.
Good stuff.
Huge show, okay? Huge show. I'm just getting a little bit annoyed. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I can't leave the house without seeing a bird poo on something or someone. It is all over my car. It's even on my top windows, which I don't even know how they get that angle. And it's not as if it's just targeted at me. I went to Pippa's, who's over on the north side, and she has bird poo on her window as well. So it doesn't seem to be like there's any correlation.
It's,
or maybe it's the same bird. I don't know.
It's also just the most awkward. I'm like, poo in my car if you need it, that's fine. But an upstairs window in a rented house, how am I meant to clean that bird?
It's so annoying. So I was asking you if you could voice notice where you are and if there's bird poo on your car. And I guarantee if you're going, no, there's not, you haven't seen it yet. It is there, I guarantee you.
Bit of market research on this morning show. Yes. Kaylee was on.
I'm Kaylee, I'm in Balbriggan, and there's bird poo all over my car and my bedroom window.
Balbriggan from Kaylee. All right, it's going on the list. Thank you, Kaylee. Good to know.
Kim then.
Good morning, guys.
Hiya.
I am in Leixlip in County Kildare, and I have noticed the dramatic changes in the bird poop. It's
everywhere.
There you go.
Okay,
I think we can assume everywhere includes her car.
Yes, so Balbriggan to Leek Slip. All right, okay.
Over to Margaret now.
Okay, in Blackrock, definitely bird poo on both cars. And yesterday, it took me more than 20 minutes to get rid of the bird poo on my driveway.
Oh,
I had to even use boiling water. And that was just daily, it seems like, because there's a telephone pole or some sort of pole in front of our house with all kinds of wires that they hang out on.
Ah.
Oh, God.
God, classic Blackrock. Two cars and a driveway.
Yeah. And a driveway. Doing very well for yourself, Margaret.
Natasha was in touch.
Lads, I'm not even joking. Me and my boyfriend just had the same conversation due today. We live in Kildare and I work in Dunleary. And both places, so our front driveway looks like it's been tarmacked with bird poo. And my car, when I park in Dunleary, I do come out and it looks like it's been completely like it was a personal attack of seagulls.
Yes,
it's so bad. But I was talking to my dad about it and he said it's because the berries on the trees and everything are so ripe now that the birds are eating them all. And it's making their poo so much worse.
Oh, God.
That's so annoying, man. But it's mad. And I feel like people aren't... I didn't know people were talking about it, but I'm glad people are starting
it's
to now.
Epidemic,
it really is an epidemic. Keep them coming in. Where are you? Voice notice where you are and if there's bird poo on your car. 0877 11 1038. This is a real epidemic. I'm even considering moving it up to a pandemic.
Wow. Producer Colin busy at the moment. He's creating a map of areas with the most bird poop. So do keep your voice notes coming.
We need this research.
Yeah, as accurate a representation as we can.
A real win for us would be if we get like in the paper for like Spin says that 71% of bird poo is on the north side or is in Kildare, or you know what I mean? That's
absolutely
what we want.
So make sure to get your voice heard. This person was in touch.
Hey lads, yeah, we live in Ballyferm and yeah, I only got my car washed yesterday and it's sharted all over again this morning.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Excellent.
Oh, sharted is such a fun word. Bernard standing by. Where are you? And is there bird poo on your car, Bernard?
Yes, Blanchardstown.
Bernard in Blanche. All right. Okay. Now, do you have any idea what's going on? Do you have any idea why there is so much bird poo? I can't remember. It was, I'd say, back in 97. The summer of 97 was there was a lot of bird poo. I can't remember there ever being as much as there is now.
It's the same every year. It's nesting season. Mm. Yeah.
It's nesting season.
So this is the time of year, I'm guessing, that they're getting ready for the winter, building their nests, is it?
I don't know. It's the birds are getting ready to lay eggs and they're just making their nests.
Oh, but why would that make them poop more?
There's just more activity going on.
Just around the place a bit more.
And Bernard, how do you know all about this? Or is that just general knowledge and I'm just thick?
There's a couple of trees behind my house, so every year my cars get destroyed.
Really?
Mm. Right, okay.
Okay, fantastic.
And the windows, it's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, it really does feel targeted though, doesn't it, Bernard?
Yeah, they hit the tops of windows that they can't hit because it's underneath a ledge. There's no way you can get there, but they're just flying all over the place and pooping.
That is mad.
Well, there you go, Bernard.
Thank you so much for all the information. I feel much better now.
Thank you, Bernard.
Go on, bye-bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
My God, this map is really starting to expand. Voice notice 0877 11 1038. Where are you and is there bird poo on your car?
Yes.
Is there bird poo on your car? And if you say no, I guarantee you just haven't seen it yet. It's an epidemic at the moment. There is bird poo everywhere, on houses, on cars, on the road, absolutely everywhere.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Kirsten was on.
Hey, this is Kirsten in Bray. And I was driving to the gym as I was listening to this, looked over to my passenger window and there was a massive bird poo on it.
Lovely.
So yeah, you know when the birds are pooing in Bray, something's really wrong.
The neck of them down in
Bray.
They
usually hold it in there.
they come over the border to poo. Alright, well, we have a result.
Do we?
Huge result.
Ooh.
We asked you where you are and if there was bird poo on your car, because we wanted kind of a tally.
Yeah.
Get it into an area. Yeah. Seems like if you're north of the Liffey, you're kind of okay.
Yeah.
A little bit okay, because 50% of people south of the Liffey have bird poo on their car.
Ooh. 50% is in...
57% of the people.
57%.
57% of the people who messaged in are from south of the Liffey.
Well, there you go.
Can we conclude that oat milk is causing the birds to have more violent shite?
Yes, oat milk and private schools.
I think so.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Call Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. This is ridiculous.
Oh,
this is glorious. Ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? What's going on around you?
Yes.
What because do you see, Dave?
I see a giant Today FM banner put up between me and Fiona because apparently when we do the girly quiz, she thinks she gives away the answer by her face. So she's had to cover her face and she keeps doing that with her own sheets. But they didn't want that because the cameras can't pick her up her face.
Well, actually, the biggest problem is she covers her face and doesn't speak and forgets that she's on the radio. So I'm like, no. I need her to speak. So the only thing we could find lying around the office happens to be a Today FM branded banner. So there's literally a big banner up between Dave and Fiona at the moment, and you can see it for yourself on our Instagram story. It's just gone up at Official Spin 103.
I haven't seen Fiona in 10 minutes.
In my defense, that time I was trying to deliberate an answer with you, so I had to whisper. I know that's not great for radio.
This is so weird. I feel like she's dialing in. I feel like she's on Zoom or something.
We now can't see one another. That's how important it is and how seriously we take the girly quiz. Listen, if you don't know what this is all about, once a week, myself and Fiona and you, the women of Dublin and the lads as well somewhat, we quiz Dave on all things girly. In order to win the week, he has to get the three questions correct. He does have help along the way. One is the simplify option, and one is his phone a female, and it's the lovely Maria this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Maria. How
morning,
are you?
Maria.
Morning. How are you?
All right,
good.
Maria, go on. Tell us, what is it about women that you know specifically? What are you very good at? What is your area of expertise?
Good question. I don't really have one.
Would you be good at beauty, maybe the fashion, maybe health?
I thought you said booty.
You'd
be good
How's
at booty.
That booty, yeah. Maria?
Good that one, all right, yeah. No, I think I'd be good at the beauty
A Jackie of all trades. That's absolutely fine. All right, Maria, well, thank you very much for being here. I will absolutely need you, I guarantee it.
Hopefully not, but we'll see.
All right, Maria, you stand by there. And just a note as well, if there's little ears in the car, the nature of the girly quiz is that we just don't know where Dave's going to take the answers and his deliberations, etc. So just hand on the dial. But I do think we're safe enough this week, yeah?
I think so.
All right. Shall we crack ahead?
Let's do it. All right, Dave, Mr. Dave Hammond, question number one. Oh, it's a good one. I'm not just saying that because I wrote it myself. Which one of these animal fluids is not used in skincare? A, snail mucin.
Ew.
B, salmon sperm. Or C, dolphin tears.
This is a girly quiz question.
This is skincare, yes. Yeah? This is stuff that ladies are putting on their faces.
Okay.
And there's on all sorts.
Snail mucin.
Mucin. There's no way you just came up with that. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's mm-hmm. what it's called, the slime, isn't it? Just
yeah.
moose.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
no one,
the residue.
For moose. Could be for moose. Maybe that's where moose gets its name.
Like hair moose and moose face moose and stuff, yeah.
What came first, the moose or the snail?
That's a very good question.
Mm.
Salmon sperm. The sperm of a salmon.
Like, whose job would it be to get that?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? And how? And then this one's the weird one. Sorry, what is the question again? Is it what one isn't?
Which one of these animal fluids is not used in skincare?
Is not used in skincare.
Snail mucin, salmon sperm,
and then it's obviously the dolphin tears.
Then obviously it's the dolphin tears.
I don't know the answer. Snail mucin, salmon sperm, dolphin.
Who'd be picking up the dolphin tears?
But it's the see, I don't want to call him Maria because, you know what I mean, it's already simplified for me. It's one of them. So it's a 33.33% chance.
That's good math.
So I'm going to go with dolphin tears.
Is it because it sounds absolutely ridiculous?
It does. There's no... How would you get that? Salmon sperm, maybe. Like, you know, people get it from horses and stuff. That's someone's job. Maybe it's also someone's job to get it from a salmon. Who knows?
God, it's gross either way, isn't it?
Dolphin tears. Why would dolphins be crying? Also, they're in the water. How would they cry?
Is that your final answer,
yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, dolphin tears.
Woo!
Oh, thank God.
Back of the net. I can't believe, actually, that there's likes of traces of salmon sperm. And
oh, yeah, salmon sperm facial.
Is that a real thing?
And snail mucin is in loads of... it's a big K-beauty thing, Korean beauty.
Okay, interesting.
And apparently the snails are in a slight bit of distress when you're getting the mucin off them. But
really?
Anyway,
we don't like that.
You have to stress them out a bit to get the mucin, apparently.
Oh, that's not nice.
Listen, the dolphin tears, I think I made it too easy with that one. But yeah.
It's a fish cake. I mean, fish cake.
Hey, we crack on. Question number two, Dave and the Girly Quiz this week. Callum's gone and Dave's gone. Cool. We're just trying to.
Giving him a death.
We move on. In the 2004 classic Mean Girls, Karen lamented that her nail beds suck. What's a nail bed?
My nail beds suck.
Okay, can you do it better, Karen?
My nail beds suck.
I think it's... I thought it was... Your nail bed, that's a really good question. I never thought about it. I just presumed it was cuticles.
Do you remember I told you and Callum before on the show a while ago that I was told I've got really good nail beds and you both gave me a standing ovation?
Mm.
Yeah, what are nail beds? I'm going to hide my nails in case you look at how beautiful my nail beds are.
Okay, so I think that it could be two things, right? I think one, it could be another name for a cuticle. Two, I think it could be your nails underneath your fake nails. And that'd be the nail bed. So, like, and it, if it doesn't crack, it's a good nail bed. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, say that again, though?
If it doesn't crack.
If
the real nail underneath doesn't crack, it's like a good nail bed.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
For fake nails, specifically.
For fake nails, okay. I would have thought so. Cool. This would be really handy now if I could see Fiona's face.
Oh, Fiona's in the skits, and yeah. You can laugh on your microphone. You don't have to hide from it. She's been over there laughing.
I have one of those really unhelpful for radio silent laughs. It's just like a rock down in my ears.
I'm going to have to call in Maria, I think. I hope Maria's still there. Maria, good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. She's still there. Maria, you've been listening. I got 30 seconds on the clock and I need you to tell me what nail beds are.
I think it's the soft part under your actual nail. So under the hard nail, the soft kind of... part under that.
So like, oh really? Okay, so
yeah,
it's that thing that you remember,
actually under your nail.
Yeah, you, that thing in the ad where the little gremlin like lifts up.
Ooh. Yes,
remember
exactly,
yeah, that thing? That was an awful ad.
Yeah.
Fungal infections. Well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that.
Maria,
yeah.
I can't thank you enough. I think
that's what it is.
Okay, it's the soft bit under your nail.
I'm fairly confident. Yeah.
Okay, just in time. No further deliberations. It's Maria. What's your final answer, Dave?
It's the soft bit under your nail.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Now, how in God's name could they suck? What do you mean?
So basically, some girls would give out, like my friend Emer would always be giving out about her nail beds. It's kind of the length of your, like the skin under your nail to facilitate the length of your nail. How do I explain this?
It's like, say, okay, if you have good nail beds, your nail goes a bit further down your finger and there's a stronger base for them to grow longer and just look like dainty and delicate and stuff.
So
if you have really short nail beds and like you get a fake nail on, they're only on a tiny bit of your finger. And they just look a bit mad.
So I'm going to just compare nail beds with Dave there.
Emma's are
your
incredible.
Index finger, mine goes back quite far.
Okay.
Here, Dave. It goes down my finger a little bit more than yours.
Right.
You don't have bad nail beds, though. Don't worry
about it.
Right.
Happy days.
Don't
Maria, thank you so much. You have won with Essence. Congratulations.
You sure have, gal. You have gone and won yourself that Essence hamper for you and a friend. Their brand new spring summer collections in there. And you're also in the draw. At the end of June, you can win those VIP tickets to Longitude on the show and you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge taking place on the 5th and 6th of July. It's proudly sponsored by Essence. So well done to you and the best of luck.
All right.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks,
Maria.
Cheers on.
Have
bye
a great
bye.
Day.
Can he do it?
Ooh,
can he get
it?
A win?
Still one Simplify left, so, you know, I think so. All right, final question, Dave. What is a long chomp?
A long chomp.
What is a long chomp?
A long chomp. Oh, God. I instantly thought of, you know, the chocolate bar, a chomp?
Yeah, yum.
And I thought
honestly,
maybe,
so underrated.
Maybe it was like a bigger version you get in maybe a selection box.
They bloody should do longer chomps.
They should do that. A long chomp. It's a French chomp. A long chomp.
A long chomp.
Like a Champ d'Elysée.
Again, I promise you, Fiona's laughing, you just can't hear her.
A long chomp. I wish they
did longer chomps. I wish they did fatter chomps and I just did wider chomps.
Maybe I'm going to have to simplify it, lads. I'm going to have to simplify it. Long chomp. Okay. It's not what I think. Anyway, it's not a chomp.
Let's simplify
not.
Mode. We are in simplify mode. The question was, what is a long chomp? Is it A, a handbag, or B, a really big lip balm?
No, there's no way it's a really big lip balm. It has to be a handbag.
Have you ever heard of it? Never.
No, long chomp.
Whatsoever.
No, it sounds French. Maybe it's a designer. I'm going to go with handbag.
Final answer, Dave.
Final answer.
And that, sir, gives you... Oh, what a shame. A win on the green!
Yeah!
Oh,
knock that
wait.
Wall down!
We're back together!
Thank God.
As we should be. I can't touch you because my hands are too sweaty after that. But happy to see you again, Dave. I feel like we made that a bit too easy, but well done.
Oh, for God's sake, every time I win. No, it's not, I was a great player. It was the questions were too easy.
You're a great little boy.
Fantastic player.
You've gone and done it, Dave, second week in a row.
And I can confirm to you now, Dave, the scores on the doors for this year. 9 wins.
Oh. Ooh.
9 losses.
Come on.
Not baby.
Better season than United.
Yeah. Curly
quiz. Experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge only with Essence. Really
need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
The weekend and Dancing in the Flames. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin. I honestly think what happened to me yesterday was almost groundbreaking. I went for my first ever pedicure yesterday. I really needed it. I'm going on holidays tomorrow and God, the toes are in a bad way.
What is a pet? Is it just literally someone paints your toenails?
No.
So much more than that.
No. This is where you're wrong.
Is it the fish thing?
No, you're obsessed with that.
I am.
There's so much more to a pedicure. It really did blow my mind and open my world to like all these other luxurious experiences. I know, Dave, it's kind of a little bit lost on the lads, but getting your normal nails done, like your fingernails done, is one of the most boring and laboursome experiences ever.
Right.
Mm. You've no access to your hands. It's just not fun. It goes on and on. You're like, is this step really needed? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When they start like one thing on your baby finger going, oh, they've 9 more fingers to go on this step.
But they not just do one hand, you use your phone, then when the other hand's done, you swap
it. They tend to kind of alternate between like pinky finger on the left hand, now put that under, pinky finger on the right hand, now put that, you know, they work through that way. Anyway, went for the pedicure yesterday. My God, to say that this was luxury, I had no idea. I was brought over to this huge, grand massage chair.
Where do you go to get a pedicure?
Anywhere, any nail salons would do. Okay. So this big massage chair, all these different features and functions of it. My back was getting rubbed. It was beautiful. All of a sudden, this hot vapor starts being poured out around the area. And it's just so relaxing and gorgeous. She then says, do you want to dip your feet into this foot bath? I was like, hell yeah. Oh, the heat and like, you know, the real crystally kind of bath salts that were just all around your feet, beautiful. She proceeded to give me a full-on foot massage, an ankle massage, a leg massage. This was a bit that I got a bit embarrassed about, is, you know, when they pull out the buffer and they start buffing down like the hard skin on your feet.
Yeah,
not great crack, really. Like, you're just like, oh, I'm so sorry for you. I'm going to tip you so hard.
The only buffer I've ever seen is like in a hotel room and it's like to get like snow off your boots.
Yeah. And then obviously they do the shellac on your toenails, but your toenails just, oh my God, they're so beautiful. I've never admired them more. Mm. But the thing about this is it's kind of a lengthy experience. You're probably sitting there for the guts of 50 minutes by the time all that's done. Yeah. And honestly, I was in heaven.
And how long do the nails take? Like fingernails?
About an hour.
Right, okay.
Long, like, yeah. So anyway, I'm sitting there. The crux of the story is this. As I'm sitting there, to the right of me is a lady. I don't know what age to put on her, but she came across as very well-to-do, but also quite loud and was full of the chats and, you know, really, really... She was going to be talking to whoever was next to her and that person happened to be me, right? Okay. And she kept chatting but then apologising, saying, sorry, I know you're trying to relax, but then she'd come back with another question.
So you're not really sorry.
Yeah. She was very, very chatty and she said, what do you do for work? Where are you from? Where you living? What's the story? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, I work in radio, Grant. And she said, well, what radio station?
Oh God, lie about the job and that instead.
I always say I'm an English teacher.
Yeah, I do as well.
I felt she was the kind of woman that if I did tell a lie, I would have been interrogated to the point that I would have messed up at some point.
No, you're probably
I just said, radio, whatever. I didn't explain in what way. And which one? I said, Spin. I'm really trying to relax here. Mm. And she said, oh, God, I hate Spin.
Stop. Oh, no, she
God
didn't.
Oh, say. God, Spin. None of them speak properly. Oh, drives me nuts. You turn on Spin and all you hear is, how are you? What's going on? No one knows how to speak properly. The only station I'd listen to now is, and you know what? Not even the only station. I'd only listen to Pat Kenny because he's quite eloquent and he speaks very well and he uses the English language properly. Over on Spin, they're all, how are you? What's going on? So it just wouldn't be for me at all now. And I don't even get me started on the music, but they just don't
Sorry. The confidence of this queen.
Yeah, I love her.
To hear, like, imagine being like, what do you do? Oh, I work, I'm a nurse. Oh, I hate healthcare professionals. Hate them.
They're the worst.
They're awful, aren't they?
Job,
I did like have a little stick to myself and I didn't go any further and explain that I'm one of the people
the voices
who say, how are you? What's going on? Right. So with her in mind, and I think that our target audience should be posh 60-year-old women.
For sure.
You know, so we do need to change some things around here, guys, okay? Yeah. We all need to learn how to speak properly.
Okay.
The umming has to stop, Dave. I'm sorry, I know you like
it. Do I um?
Just the ums need to go.
Oh, okay.
Fiona, you are quite well-spoken, but there's a bit too much jargon, I think, in there as well.
Would this
needs
lady
to be
not like that?
Filtered out.
Girl.
So, guys.
What are you talking about?
Howie is out.
Okay.
Elocution lessons in.
Okay.
We're going to be full pack Kenny by the time I'm done with the three of us this morning.
You're
going
to My Fair Lady us.
I absolutely am. Emma, Dave and Aisling's elocution lesson is on the way here at Spin. For now, though, Lady Gaga. That's Bossa and Dochi Spin's summer mashups with Lynx. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Ooh.
Things are going to change around here, guys, and they have to, because I was told by a lady in the nail salon yesterday that Spin is a load of rubbish. That we don't use the English language properly.
Oh.
It's all this, how are you? What's going on?
What in God's name was she on?
And she said she only listens to Pat Kenny because he knows how to use the English language properly.
All right.
So we all need to do a little bit of training around here.
So we all need to be richer, basically.
We all need to be a little bit posher, I think, around here, guys. Dave and Fiona, I'm about to hand you both a sheet. You can have a little glance, but you don't need to do anything with it for now. That's actually your one, Dave. And then this is Fiona's one. And what I've done is I have created a little elocution lesson for all of us. Okay. Dave, part one, exercise A will be over-articulation practice. So your job is to take that first part on part one and to really over-articulate every single word, okay? I want to hear the A's and I want to hear the vowels and I want to hear the consonants. You go first.
Okay, I'm just stretching my mouth.
Yeah, stretch out.
Yeah, the tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Here we go.
We want to get the lady in the nail salon to start listening to our show, so please put some effort in.
The woman unscrewed the lids of the full-sized shampoo bottles, demonstrating to TikTokers just how easy it is for guests to add their own substances. Wow. If I spoke like this all the time, my mother would love me.
That was great.
Now, Fiona.
Okay.
This is exercise for you in our elocution lesson this morning. We'll be slow motion speaking. So the sentence in front of you, I would like you to deliver in slow-mo. Okay.
A New York restaurant took minimalism to a new level by offering an invisible food menu, charging guests $50 for a plate of air. Best thing ever that's happened on this show. Surely.
Why is that helpful? Surely she's going to turn off.
If you didn't switch off for that, then honestly, I
switched off for that.
Yeah.
Now, guys, for this, I need you to both open the camera on your phone because you need a mirror, okay?
Okay.
It's all about your mouth work, okay? Mouth, mouth, mouth. This is called minimal pairs practice. So we're focusing on words now that have very similar sounds, but we need to train our tongues to deliver the different variations of what it can do. Okay, we move on. Dave, for you, I would like you to take ship versus sheep.
Just say them.
But really use your mouth to say them at their to the full delivery possible.
Here we go. Ship. Sheep.
I'd like you to say each word pair three times.
Ship. 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 Sheep. Sheep. Sheep.
That was really good. Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
Like the pop and the
puh. I have chills.
Yeah, you like that puh.
Really good. Over to you, Fiona. Bit and beat, please.
Okay, should I video this? Bit, 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 beat, beat, beat. Oh yeah, I wasn't speaking out to my friend. Bit, bit, beat, beat, beat.
I thought mine was
beat.
Better.
Yeah, I have to say now, Dave kind of smashed you there. Yeah, yeah. Now, guys, for part three.
He fully loved him.
For part three, we need to emulate what we're hearing in a posh accent. So I'm going to play you both the clip and then you need to re-deliver the line as best you can from what you're hearing, okay?
Okay.
So we'll start with you, Dave.
Oh, do behave yourself, darling. You're being quite impossibly cheeky and the vicar is still within earshot.
So do we have to become Protestant?
Yeah, is that what's happening? Do I have to put my toaster in my press?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? Okay, so I have to just reread that sentence.
Yeah.
In that accent?
No, no, just in a posh accent.
In a posh accent, okay. Oh, do behave yourself, darling. You're being quite impossibly cheeky, and the vicar is still within earshot.
Oh, wow, that was very good.
Okay, so he just did my accent.
Right. Fiona, let's listen to your clip.
I'm absolutely thrilled to bits, old bean. It's not every day one receives such splendid news before tea and crumpets.
I have a feeling I know who prepped this.
The clips were Callum, yes.
I'm absolutely thrilled to bits, old bean. It's not every day one receives such splendid news before tea and crumpets.
Beautiful.
I don't understand why you're putting on an accent. You could have just said that completely normally.
I know, but she's obviously not happy with that. I'm not hot enough for pedicure lady.
Just to wrap it up with everything we've learned so far, with our over-articulation, our slow-motion speaking, our minimal pairs practice, and the final was emulating the clips. Please, Dave first, give us Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Fully Charged. No, that was American. I would like to start again.
That's okay.
Fully Charged. Nope.
That was Northern Ireland.
Okay, Jerry.
But what has this lesson done to your voice?
Fine,
come back.
Fine, I'll go posh. Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Lovely.
Why is it still so Northern?
I don't know.
Fiona?
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Oh, that's perfect. We've done it. We've smashed it.
Pat Kenny is tuning in now going, this is great. More of this, please.
I'm in trouble.
Get ready. Spin 103X. Golden Ticket.
Sorry, I forgot to sing. Golden Ticket. Here we go. Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, has sorted us and we want to sort you out. So with 7 nights, PR and vacancies. Sort out with your flights as well. Flights can be very expensive, so we're going to sort you out with them. If this is all to Fuerteventura, all you've got to worry about is kicking back, relaxing and enjoying that sweet, sweet, lovely sun.
The players have been fantastic, I think, in recent days. They There's really been have. Really good progress on this. So here we go. We're hoping for the best again this morning. Aoife, what is going on?
No, and I'm just on the way into work now, actually. We only booked Salou last night. We're going over to Salou.
Oh my God, I love this energy.
Very nice. So you're on the way to Salou. When are you going to go?
We booked it for September.
Oh my God, it's such gorgeous. A good time of year to go away. It just shortens the winter a little bit.
But it's very far away.
Yeah,
let's get you something in the meantime. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Aoife, have you heard this game before? Do you know?
No, I actually just heard the Fuerteventura ticket and I was like, oh my God, I need to enter.
Okay, well, I'm glad you entered, right? It's a very, very simple game. In essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them, Aoife, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, I believe in you, Aoife. I'm looking at the songs. They're easy. They're really,
they're songs
really
that you definitely know, girl.
25 seconds are going to go on the clock, Aoife. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. And if you do so, you'll win a holiday to Fuerteventura. All right, it's as simple as that. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to say one artist that's on the song. All right, so that makes it a little bit easier. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Aoife, you can swap it for a different one. So if there's a song comes up and you're like, I have no idea what that is, then you just swap it and we swap it out. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. All makes sense, Aoife?
Yeah, perfect.
When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Aoife, where are you from?
Tala.
Aoife from Tala. The best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock.
If I can give you one hint today.
Oh, Aoife, you're getting a hint. No one ever gets a hint.
First song and song two, both magic themed.
Magic themed.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, cool. I see that.
All right, Aoife from Tala, 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Hey, the toll, to the angels, draw circles,
pass.
Pass, all right, no. Swap it out. Let's swap it out.
All right, that was Lady Gaga and Abracadabra. No panic, though. We're back to a brand new game. 25 seconds back on the clock.
Lady Gaga obviously isn't your bag, Aoife, no?
No.
No, definitely not.
All right.
And now we've hit the swap. This one is not magic.
This is not magic themed.
Gotcha.
All right, Aoife, we're back to 25 seconds on the clock, so it's like a brand new game. It's like it never happened. Let's go for a brand new song. One playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Also,
no
Barbie.
Yes, it is.
Is it Dua Lipa?
It is.
Dance the Night.
Stop the clock, Aoife.
Well done, girl. Well done. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. You did it.
Well done, Aoife. Now, you took a little while to do that. You've got 13 seconds left on the clock for four more songs. Well, it's 13.7. So it's 14 seconds.
Yeah, 14
seconds. Not too bad at all. Listen, I believe you can do it. We've got four more songs left.
Right.
How are you feeling, Aoife?
Grand.
Good. Okay. Remember the theme that producer Callum said for song two. Song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem, Houdini.
Stop the clock. That was like two seconds.
Beautiful Eminem and Houdini. Well done, Aoife.
Oh, now we're cutting D's, Aoife. Okay, yeah, 2 seconds. If you get them, the rest of them that quick, you'd be laughing. There's time to spare.
Here we go, Aoife. Song three, we get this. We'll be more than halfway through. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You want to guess
the colour of... Billie Eilish, guess.
Stop the clock.
Oh, my God.
Look at you go, you absolute queen.
Aoife, and you were worried. You were worried.
You have 7 seconds left for two songs. And if you keep playing the way you have been...
This holiday is yours.
This could go, Aoife. Yeah. This could go. Here we go with song four. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, two.
Oh, I don't know
the
name of
the
song.
Oh.
No.
Oh, Aoife. Aoife, you were so close. You were so close. That was called End of the World.
It's one of our new ones, I know.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God, Aoife, God, you're such a great player.
Great player.
I can't believe you had like little confidence in yourself at the beginning. You were phenomenal, so really fair play.
Aoife, you just showed that this game really can be done very, very easily. Well done. A fantastic player. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Aoife.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Okay. Listen, that's the second day in the row. We've got to song four.
Yeah, I've really been getting a sense of like what it could be like if someone won this. Like the adrenaline. Then just to be catapulted back down.
It's a huge moment, guys.
I really feel like it's going to happen.
Do you know what's stressing me out a little bit? Tomorrow obviously is my last day on the show. I'm off on holidays for a couple of weeks. If it goes, I'm gone. The saddest thing, Fiona, is when it's won when you're not here.
It's awful.
No, that really is upsetting. So
please, someone win it tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be fab.
For a Friday, that'd be lovely.
Oh, wouldn't that just be fantastic? Yeah. If you would like to register, you can just do it now. You can win a holiday on the show tomorrow. It's just the word golden on a WhatsApp. Get that over to us on 087 711 1038. And at same time tomorrow, we will play the golden ticket trying to get you to Fuerteventura for a full week for free.
Nice.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome into the most important part of the show. And I have to say, it's a sad one today, guys. Listen, sometimes you think a relationship will last forever. But sometimes all the money and secret sleepovers at the White House aren't enough to make the love story work. Two lovers who we really thought would ride off into the orange-tinted sunset together were Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And you know, Elon really thought this was it for him. He invested not just a lot of time into the relationship, but also a casual $291 million. Hmm. And maybe in another time and place that would be enough, but sadly, not this time. Now, Elon isn't on Instagram, but I imagine if he was, he'd do like a collab post with Trump announcing the breakup. And here's what I think it would say, okay? Hey, besties. I just want to let you all know that D and I have decided to part ways. I think that's what he calls Trump. While I wish him all the best, I can't help but feel like I've been love bombed. He promised me the world, literally, in terms of geopolitical power. Things were going terrifically.
Hey.
He met my kids. Well, one of the 14. I never thought the man I bought X for would become my ex. He played me like an invisible accordion. And now he's Tesla'd my patience for the last time.
Hey.
The fakest news of all was that he ever cared about me. We used to talk about our hopes and dreams, world domination, all the normal stuff. But towards the end, he said that I was waffling the ear off him and that that was the worst thing that had happened to his ear all year. For now, I'm going to be spending time with family, protecting my peace and buying myself a little treat. Maybe Instagram or Google, I haven't decided yet. Love you, girly whirly swirlies. I know I'm not in a position to ask this after the data breach scandal, but please respect my privacy.
I love Tesla.
And there you were saying that you weren't any good at puns.
Ah, thanks, girl.
That was riddles. Love it. Listen, that is it from us. Michaela's on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row. And we're back in the morning when you wake up from 7 a.m. Enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, it'll be the Friday then.
Oh, woo.
Bye, Friday.
Cheer off, Musk. Bye-bye.
Bye, Friday.
Bye, Friday. Party, party, get down.